The following talk was given by Father John Hardin, July 14th through the 18th, 1999, Retreat for Men, sponsored by the Institute on Religious Life, Chicago.
Just a reminder, having our question period this evening, we have quite a few questions. You can always use more. Our present meditation is on the omnipresence of God. God is present everywhere. We have so far seen that God, by his very nature, has what we call divine attributes. God is absolutely one. God is a pure spirit. God is a society. Three persons in one God. God is a creator, a maker of everything in the universe. God exercises a constant universal providence in the world he created. Nothing ever happens without God being involved. God is all perfect. After all, he is, as we speak of him, as the infinite God. God is absolutely unchangeable. We believe in the divine immateriality, in the divine immutability. God is all-knowing. Nothing is unknown to God. And God, by his own definition, is love. We go on. Wish to emphasize in this meditation this infinite God is present everywhere. To realize this is to think of God, speak of God, speak to God. I mean this always. Before we go into the closer meaning of God's omnipresence, I think we should know something about the world in which God, as we say, is omnipresent. The first way that God is present is called natural. By the very nature, whatever exists, exists only because God is present to that creature, sustaining it in its existence. It is also called omnipresence. This is called God's universal presence in all creatures, both rational and irrational, in heaven, on earth, in the stellar regions, is God even present in hell? We must say yes. If that's the fundamental way in which God is present, we ask, is God also present in a supernatural way? Yes. It's more properly called the divine indwelling. the way that God is present in the souls of those who are in the state of grace. Oh, what a difference. May God be present in every creature, and God's unique presence in those who possess His grace. Finally, as our faith tells us, God is also present what we call His real presence. Where God is present, not only as God, but as the God who became man. In His real presence, God is present, as we say, corporeally. His presence in the Holy Eucharist for all eternity will be the fullness of God, but united with the human nature which God assumed when Mary conceived Him. Our purpose here is to reflect prayerfully on the first of the ways that God is in the world, namely, by His omnipresence. Why, of all meditations we could have preserved for the closing meditation, not quite, but close to the end of the retreat, because and where we are, who we're speaking to, what we're doing, we must believe God is present. Our purpose, therefore, is to reflect on God's omnipresence, the implications of our spiritual life are immense. This God, who is present everywhere, wants us to be in contact with Him all the time. Now we go back to our faith. What is the revelation of God on His omnipresence? Both sacred scripture, what we call sacred tradition, they are filled with professions of faith in God's omnipresence. Just to read one short passage from one of the Psalms. Where shall I go before Your Spirit? The psalmist prays to the Lord. Where can I flee before Your face? If I ascend to the heavens, You are there. I descend into hell, You are there. If I take my wings and fly to the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, You, my Lord, are there. You are everywhere. You're always near me with Your omnipresence. Then the Lord says to the prophet Jeremiah, do I not fill the heavens and the earth? The answer is, God fills every creature that exists. All as God were present, nothing else would be there. However, the most detailed profession of faith in God's omnipresence following the scriptures is in St. Paul. St. Paul is speaking to the pagan Greeks of Athens. He tells them that the God who created the world is everywhere. This gave St. Paul the occasion for explaining that this unknown God, as the pagan Greeks called him, this unknown God is not far from any human being. In fact, unless God were present, there would not be a human being. Says Paul, in him we live and move and have our being. Acts chapter 17, verses 27 and 28. Now we ask, how is God present everywhere? Given the revealed fact that God is omnipresent everywhere, the Church has over the centuries gone on to explain how the divine presence is God's everywhereness, how that should be understood. The omnipresence of God, we believe, is threefold, and each form of this presence has a name. God is first of all everywhere present by his divine power. He is present, as we say, as the first cause, the primary cause of all creation. And God does not leave the creatures that he creates. If he left them, they would cease to exist. God is therefore present everywhere as the first cause of everything which exists. He is present by his omnipotence. As cause, he is present to what it produces. I repeat, nothing would exist. None of us would exist. Would not be the air we breathe, the chairs we're sitting in, the air we are breathing. God is everywhere. Oh, how this needs to be meditated on as far as we can with our human minds, understood. God is ever present by his omnipotence. As a cause, he is always present to the effect that it produces. Why? Because God must exercise his almighty power now. God exercises omnipotence as much every fiber of our bodies. God exercises full omnipotent power as much as he did when we first came into existence. And that exercise of God's omnipotence must be constant. Otherwise, what did not exist before God made it would cease to exist. Over the years in teaching creation to my Jesuit students in theology, I never tired insisting God is holy, completely present in every fiber of our bodies, every faculty of our spirit. Is God were within us totally, he would cease to be. Is God's continued presence in his creatures that enables these creatures to continue existing. You might wonder why more than meditations we close or finish the retreat with one more meditation a month. The reason is that we should be constantly, deeply, profoundly aware of God's supreme nearness to us. Except for God's continued presence within us, the moment he would leave, we would cease to be. God must continue exercising his omnipotence. No less, our faith tells us this, no less than we were conceived in a mother's womb. As God were there, we would not have come into existence. God is totally, fully, completely present in every particle of our being. We go on. How is God present everywhere? God is present everywhere by knowing his creatures. God knows us far more deeply, far more thoroughly than anyone else, including ourselves. He is sustaining, providing for his creatures with all they need to remain in existence. Unless God were present with his infinite knowledge in every one of us, the moment he would leave, we would cease to be. Thirdly, how is God present in all of us? God is present everywhere, including our own being, by his own divine being. God is, he is, when we exercise his divine power, we exercise his knowledge. This means that the divine essence literally fills the whole of creation. God is present in every leaf on every tree. God is present in every breath of air we take. God, the one true God, is present in every breath we take, every word we speak, everything we hear. God is beneath, within, and behind everything. We do not say that God is everything. That is the blasphemy of pantheism. That would be a widespread heresy being taught one college and university after another. But God is, though not everything, God is literally everywhere. The world that God made is not God. It is a creature. However, God continues exercising his powers as creator just as fully, just as completely as the moment he brought us out of nothing into existence. The maker of the universe is everywhere present. Otherwise, the world would cease to exist. I think I should insert a short sentence. Did anything exist before God created the world? Only God existed. We speak on faith. God, by his divine will, his infinite goodness, decided to make the world and to make every one of us out of nothing. Repeat, out of nothing. Repeat once more, out of nothing into existence. Faith tells us God made the world out of nothing. It was his divine will to bring what did not exist, the whole universe, into existence by his divine will. One reason for this meditation is to inspire all of us to frequently think of God, speak to God, thank God. Only God must exist. We exist only because the divine omnipotence of God brought us into being. Let me be still more clear. God is not everything. That, by the way, is the first premise what we casually call pantheism. The Society of Jesus has been in what we now call India since you know who it was, who first went on Ignatius' direction to India. Lasted only 10 years. He died, shall I say, of overwork. What he found was a nation of people misled for centuries by the pagans to believe that God not only is everything, or is God everywhere? God is everything. We believe there is nothing in the world, no mountain peak, no rivulet, no sea, no song of a bird, no heart of man, without God being behind it, within it, bringing that creature into existence and keeping it in existence. There is no one closer to us than God. The purpose of this meditation. How God, who is within us, except for whom we could not even be, how this omnipresent God wants us to be conscious of Him, to be aware of His presence, to speak not just to Him, but with Him. God is always, remember that adverb, God is always speaking to us, always. How neglectful we can be, even thinking of God, much less speaking with Him and to Him. Thus, when St. Paul says, I'm quoting the Apostle, invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Thanks, Paul, for reminding us. God sustains us, sustains everything in the universe, in existence. What God wants, shall I say, how desperately we need to think of God, to speak to Him. When a comet falls from the sky, God is there. When dry leaf rustles and falls from the tree, God is there. When we take a breath of air, as God were in the air, we would not have anything to breathe. We take a drink of water. As God were in that water, He'd have nothing to drink. I think I should share this with you. My earliest childhood, I was trained by my mother to bless everything that I take into my mouth. I was trained to put the sign of the cross over everything I drink. remind me, I wouldn't have a mouth to drink with, when I have water to partake, is God. In the mouth, in the water that I take. We should be conscious of God's presence in everything. I make bold to say, every breath we take, God is in that breath. Most of the food that we eat be nothing to eat, as God were in the food.